No, it's Just Plane Radio.
Yeah.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can fly.
Tame it to the pilot, tame it to the tamer, tame it to the pilot.
Brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
It's your lucky day.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
You got a plane.
Call Just Plane Radio toll-free now at 888-884-2FLY.
And the sky's the limit.
That's 888-884-2359.
Sir, I'd like you to take the helm, please.
I'd be glad to. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me, along with Captain Ed. Keith is going to join us here in just a bit. He's running a little late. We had a storm blow through. And I assume we had to tie down some planes there, flight training professionals.
He went back to check because he didn't check earlier.
Oh, yeah. Who tied him down, you or him? Obviously, it was him because he had to go back, right?
Well, no. Oh. Whoever flew it last tied it down.
But oh, so he's going to
normally when
check.
A storm's coming up, we'll go out and check. But I literally rolled in from Punta Gorda minutes before the storm arrived.
Right.
So
you're like, hey, you go.
Yeah,
but
we were already on the road here, and he's like, I probably should go back and check that. I said, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, it's kind of like you pull away from the house, like, hey, did I put the
did I close the garage door? That was kind of what it was.
It was one of those.
Yep.
All right, so he's running a little bit behind schedule, so we figured, well, hey, the show must go on.
Yep.
And so we brought in Captain Dennis, who is now a proud owner of a new plane, almost. I mean, last week he was waiting for the inspection to take place, or the overhaul, or what do you call it?
The annual inspection.
Yeah,
and
one of those.
I hope it's not an overhaul.
Well, that's what he said. If it's not an overhaul, he'll own it, I guess, after. But we have to wait till after the Memorial Day weekend is over, and then maybe next week we'll know for certain that everything cleared and he is good to go. And congratulations to me. I got a new plane. Sweet!
It's always about you.
Yeah. Well, he texted me along with some topless photos of his plane that, you know, it had the cowling off. That a friend of his said, man, Greg is so excited about his new plane. And I'm like, heck yeah, I am. That's awesome. Because Dennis and I are going to go fly the Caribbean and dive and everything. It'll be sweet. Right, Dennis?
We're going to live the dream.
Yes.
Good for you guys.
Just I've been waiting on him for like 2 years now. And finally, he stepped up to the plate.
Although I think I might have to take a page out of your book there. My passport's coming due in February, and if I don't renew it, you got to have 6 months validity. I think I got an out here.
Oh, I think you should try it.
Yeah, no, you got to get that renewed now. Don't waste any time. Don't be Ed.
Be Ed.
Yeah, they just passed basic med for the Bahamas.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they're the first country.
I work for a living.
Oh, really? Come on. So, they just...
it doesn't surprise me. I knew they would.
Yeah, they announced it this week. So, I guess the Bahamas is the first country to recognize basic med and the new standards and stuff. So, that'll be great for people like me and Dennis. Well, me, it'll be a little bit more difficult. I got to get that special monkey heart exemption.
Yes, the monkey heart exemption.
Yeah. But I'll work on that. But
how's that coming, by the way?
What, the monkey heart is fine.
The exception.
Only side effect is I have a tendency to want to throw my poo at people. But,
you had that before.
Yeah, that's not a change.
That is pretty sad when you throw it at me like that way, literally.
We're just throwing it back.
Yeah, good point. But, no, it's coming along. I got a big dive trip coming up here in June, and I'm going to get through that and get my dive legs back under me, my fins back under me, and then the next step will be, okay, let's start talking about flying again.
Okay.
So just in the nick of time where it's like, you know, 99 degrees and 100% humidity in Central Florida will be about the time I'm ready to get back into play.
Yeah, and by the way, Captain Keith has volunteered to fly with you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because it's going to be too darn hot for
me to do that. Well, we're going to do the ice cube back thing, aren't we? We're going to put a sheet of ice cubes in a...
either that or you have to pony up for an air-conditioned airplane.
Nah.
Yeah, that won't happen. Yeah.
Dennis's plane isn't air-conditioned, is it?
No.
Oh, gosh,
but I'm in Minnesota. We have less of a need for it.
Yes.
Well, that's true. Yeah, but you're going to fly that thing down here in the summer, I would assume, right?
That's
and
my plan,
and you'll
yes.
have to do the trick that Ed and Keith do. They get a pillowcase, they fill it with a plastic sheet of ice cubes, and you lay back on that or sit on it or something.
You know, it's like one of those liquid freezer packs that you get for
the blue ice.
Well, it's actually clear. They call them cryo packs, and they're for back injuries, leg injuries, etc. And so we just got a bunch of those, and we put them in the freezer, and we make these little pillowcases for them. So you take a couple of them in a pack out to the airplane. Keeps you wonderfully cool all summer long.
Right. And, you know, there's a little gooey mess once you get up from the seat.
There's not. That's the bonus.
Okay, then the gooey mess was just me.
That was just you.
Okay.
Flinging your poo.
Oh, geez. Just stop it. anyway, so I'm excited that he has a plane, and we're getting ready to go fly. That will be very exciting, and then maybe, you know, I'll fly it too. But we got a lot of stuff to cover today. There's a lot of stuff going on. Memorial Day weekend, I would assume this is probably one of the busiest flying weekends of the year, isn't it? Are you doing a lot of training this weekend or no?
You know, it's a busy weekend.
Yeah, there are people out just enjoying their planes.
Yeah, that there's a good amount of activity. A lot of times Monday's the busy day. You know, we kind of have our normal weekend activity, but Monday we have people, hey, I'm off. Can we get a flight in the morning before I go to my picnic?
Right.
You know, and so we have a lot of extra requests on those days.
I would imagine so.
Do you get a lot of rental requests, too, of people that want to go?
Yeah,
but you see, Dennis, you won't have to be that guy anymore.
That's right.
You're not going to be
just pick up and go.
You can't wait, I would imagine.
No, I can't.
Yeah. So you hopefully next weekend... It could possibly happen that quick, but possibly by the end of next weekend, you might have your plane.
Yep, that's what I'm hoping for. In the meantime, I'm reading everything I can. I've gone through the POH. I don't know how many times I've read up on the autopilot, owner's manual, the KLN 89 GPS, you know, just trying to familiarize myself as much as I can. So when I do my little checkout with an instructor, I'm at least not trying to learn systems. I can focus on flying.
Yeah. Well, how much of a checkout do you got to get on this plane?
Actually, believe it or not, from the insurance companies, they're saying nothing because I have prior time in a Mooney. They're fine. But for me, I'm just not comfortable with having not flown in 10 years.
Yep.
Yeah.
Legally, I can. Is it wise? Probably not.
Okay.
What when you say KLN 89, is that the approach approved version?
Yeah, it's the B model.
The B model. Good.
Mm-hmm. And it is a Mooney. So does that mean that, like, in your first flight, you got to moon people or something? Or
That's what the autopilot is for.
Ah. That's right.
Okay.
Pressed ham as you fly over.
Press what?
Pressed ham.
Haven't you ever heard it called that?
I have not. I'm not into the whole mooning world.
Give them a fruit bowl, you know.
All right. Well, that's a pretty impressive autopilot if it'll moon for you as well as inflate like it does an airplane or whatever. But, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you saw the story, I would assume. Maybe I should assume Ed not. Didn't because he works. You know,
I work.
It's a four-letter word. I can't believe you do that. But
we know you don't.
There was a big news story came out about how autopilot lands plane. Like I said, what is it, 737 or what was it?
It was in the 737 simulator. But, I mean, I saw that and I was like, okay, great. They could do that with
fake
a robot.
Fake news!
But why? Why would you go through all of the effort to put a robot in the pilot seat? Can't you? You know, the autopilot's already there. Wouldn't it be just easier to interface to the stuff that's already there instead of having a mechanical arm manipulating the controls?
Oh, is that what it was? I thought it was the autopilot.
No, it was a mechanical arm in the seat. It's just, to me, seemed like overkill.
Hmm. Well, it looks cooler.
I don't know how I missed that. Yeah. It was probably right next to drone news.
Maybe. And I have some of that to share with you later, too. So we'll educate you accordingly by the end of today's virtual flight through the latest aviation
news. Yeah, we have to
check
information. Was Greg flying a drone over the San Diego Stadium last week?
That was not me.
That wasn't you?
Weren't you out there, or was that the weekend before?
I was out there then.
Yeah,
somebody crashed a drone into a seat in the middle of a Padres game.
Oops.
Yeah,
oops.
I wouldn't have wasted my time. So, no, I was over in Catalina, so no, I wasn't that close. Mm. I could have possibly piloted it. It sounds like something I could have done.
Did you go to the airport over there?
Yeah, I flew into LAX.
No, in Catalina.
No, Santa Catalina Island.
No, I didn't. I never saw the airport over there. We just did some boating stuff.
Boring.
Yeah, well, it was pretty exciting, actually. Yeah. We got to go back. I laid the groundwork for some future trips, but I did not see the airport. We didn't get over the
airport. Is what, 1,500 feet above sea level?
It's something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they built it, but they do have a problem because who was telling me that it wasn't laid out flat?
No.
Yeah. Was that you?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think it was me, but it's not laid out flat.
Yeah, because when they built it, they put too much support in the middle of the runway, so there's a little bit of a slant. Is mm-hmm. that right?
That sounds about right.
And so you can't see the end of the runway when you're coming from either side of the mm-hmm. island.
Yeah.
And that would be a problem sometimes if you don't know what you're doing, I guess, right?
Yep. Well, it's a problem only if somebody's coming from the other direction down the runway.
Well, there you go. Exactly.
That's the problem.
Okay. So, obviously, we got so much to catch up on for this special Memorial Day weekend edition of Just Plane Radio. So, just stay put. We're coming back with more next.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle. Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder. Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and flight training professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
As pilots, it's all about the journey. But sometimes situations arise that can turn an adventure into a nightmare. Do what divers do. Join DAN, Divers Alert Network. The many benefits of a DAN membership go way beyond water activities. As a DAN member, you automatically receive DAN Travel Assist and up to $100,000 of evacuation assistance coverage. This applies to both diving and non-diving medical emergencies. Dive into DAN.org for details. DAN, your dive safety association.
Takeoff with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
You're no saint. You got a free cab, you got a free room, someone who'll listen to your boring stories.
I mean, didn't you notice on the plane when you started talking, eventually I started reading the vomit bag?
I'm getting drunk on a plane.
Buying drinks for everybody but the pilot, it's a party. Got the 737 rocking like a Jesus. This is some sexy leading, pouring coke and whiskey. Told her about my condition. Got a little mile high flight attention. It's Mardi Gras up in the clouds. I'm up so high, they never come down. I'll try anything to drown out the pain. They all know why I'm getting drunk on a plane.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me along with Captain Ed and Dennis. Keith is going to join us here in just a bit, I believe. But, we're excited because not only is it Memorial Day weekend, a great day to fly your plane if you have one, but Dennis is about to get one. A new Mooney 211. What is it?
201.
201. I was close. And, he's all excited, and I'm excited because I know he's going to fly down to Florida, pick me up, and we're going to fly the Caribbean. I don't think he'll fly with Ed, though. Well, I know he won't fly the Caribbean because Ed won't get his passport.
Ed doesn't have a passport.
Yeah. So, but I have connections at some dive places like in Bimini that we could fly over to that I could introduce Dennis to and show him some sharks and things like that.
Cool.
And, you know, then, we got places to go, people to see.
Check a couple of more items off the bucket list.
Absolutely.
I've always wanted to go island hopping, and why not?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, the only downside is that I have to go with you.
Yeah.
That's the big
yin and yang.
That's
know,
what I keep telling myself, at least. So we'll see how that
take the good with the bad is what you're saying?
Pans out over time. Okay. All right,
or
so
the bad with the good, maybe.
Hopefully next weekend, Dennis will take delivery on the plane if everything goes well with the inspection and stuff. And but you're working ahead, learning all the systems. You don't have to do a checkout, but you're going to do that regardless and be far ahead of the curve as far as flying this plane. Have you ever flown a Mooney before, by the way?
Yeah, I used to fly one about 10 years ago. The same exact model. It was a year older, but same airplane.
Yeah. All right. Well, so you're already somewhat familiar with it. But knowing all the systems and what you want to upgrade and all that kind of thing, and we were talking about the stuff at the commercial break. What are you going to update? The data?
So we're looking at the panel on this thing is it's a mix. It's got some mechanical radios, the old standby, the King KX-170Bs. If anybody's familiar with them, they were very, very popular radio. But then it's got a lot of newer digital display radios, and then we're talking about the GPS. It's actually got an IFR-certified GPS. It's an older King, the KLN-89B. And it's going to be an interesting beast. The database is out of date on it, so we do need to get a new subscription for that. But to update it, it uses compact flash memory and have to use a very proprietary memory card reader with special firmware. And if you can't get that card reader to actually upgrade the firmware, you can only do it on a Windows 98 computer. So, I mean, it's you could see that we've got some headwinds here, but the other option would be a serial port. And when I looked at the airplane, I didn't see one installed in the dash. There may be something tucked up underneath. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have to look into that. Worst case, I go and spend a little bit of time with the local avionics shop and get them just to wire, three wires in and then put a jack on the panel. And then I can just hook a laptop up with an old school serial cable and download the database.
Can you even hook one of those up to a laptop anymore?
Sure. They work with the little USB to serial adapters.
But you
work in IT for a living, we have to do that all the time.
I'm betting this won't work with a Mac.
No.
Supposedly, people have made it work, but the problem is King's updater, they don't just send you the database. It comes as an actual Windows application. So you've got to be able to run the
Windows emulation or something.
EXE file, yeah.
Yeah, which you could do that on a Mac.
Yeah.
Actually, sure, I've had to update some old audio equipment that way with old serial ports. But you got to run like Windows 98 on the computer?
If you were to get the special SanDisk card reader, it won't work with the driver that comes with it. You have to actually update it so it has to do something with King's security so that you can't just copy that data card to anybody else's airplane. So they put some locks in there. So to update the firmware on the little card reader, you have to have a Windows 98 computer. It won't work with XP or definitely won't work with Windows 7.
Yeah, but those are the ones that were just hacked last week, right? Yeah,
right.
So you're going to be able to get a bargain on them.
Yeah. Exactly.
Is what I'm guessing. But
And if anybody's got a really, really old laptop with a PCM CIA slot, if anybody remembers those from in the 90s, you could actually plug the card right into the side of that. But I'm pretty sure that everybody's recycled their laptops with those ports.
I have one sitting on the shelf right there. It's over there behind. Yeah, we're old school. We got a bunch of old stuff. I don't throw stuff out.
You are old school.
Well, thank you. I think that was a compliment. I'm going to go with it. Okay. But, he's into computers. So this is right up your alley. You can knock this out with no problem whatsoever.
I'm not worried about it. I mean, I don't mind getting my fingers a little bit dirty. And besides, then I'll learn a little bit more about what's going on behind the panel. And then we can look at, what do we do to upgrade those old mechanically tuned radios at some point. There's,
Yeah.
Eventually, I'll have the perfect panel, but then everything will change and you'll be back to square one again.
Yeah. Well, as soon as you get this all worked out, I probably will expect you to buy one of those new Cirrus Vision jets. 'Cause I saw it. They're like half price of a comparable jet. They're only like 2 million. So it'd be
which
a perfect
is still about what 20 to 30 times what I could afford.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Well, so yeah.
Greg will pay for it.
It'd be a stepping stone.
Wait a minute. That was a mistake.
Yeah, I didn't hear what you said.
I said Greg will pay for it.
I blocked that out.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean that new Vision Jet, that's pretty exciting stuff. I didn't realize how big that cabin was. You know, but it'll set like 7 people.
That's what they say. They also say the SR-20 will do 5.
Oh, so
well, it's got seatbelts for 5, but it still has
5
how much
and 2
weight
kids.
Can it carry?
Yeah. Well, I saw 8 and 8. Like you do 800 pounds and 800 pounds of fuel. Does that sound about right?
Yeah.
And that's not enough for 5 Eds or Mes.
No.
But you know, you could get 3 or 4 people in there. Couldn't you?
Oh yeah, you probably could safely do 5 in there.
Yeah, and you wouldn't have to take full fuel anyway. So you'd be
well,
okay.
It depends where you're going. We had that discussion last week. Remember?
Well, true.
Going to the Bahamas, you might want full fuel.
Then. He slept since then, so he doesn't remember any of it.
Yeah, that is so true. And it's Memorial Day weekend, so I may have indulged a little bit before the show today. But that's just what we do. Hey, Keith just showed up. Hey, Keith, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Yeah. So
hi, Keith.
Are the planes still there, or did they get blown away?
They are still there.
They're still there. Okay. All right. Well, so all is good at our home base airport at Orlando Executive and Flight Training Professionals. But, yeah, I heard that you got stuck with duty on the tie-downs. Was it because it was kind of one of those things when you left and you're like, hey, was the garage door down, or did I leave the stove on? Are the planes tied down? It was like that, right?
No, actually, I had gone out there earlier to check them.
Oh, you're just so old you forgot.
No. I just knew
I've done that.
With that wind that came and the rain that was there, this rope stretch, I wanted to make sure.
All right. The old stretchy rope excuse. I haven't used that one.
It's the first. We found an excuse Greg hasn't used.
Let me add that to the list.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I've been up around the stratosphere at 31,000 feet. I'm gonna fly on out of here on wings that you can't see. If you're gonna fly high without fear, you're gonna have to learn to love the atmosphere. And you gotta learn to use those wings you can't see.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, a co-pilot, that's me, along with Captain Ed and Keith now, has joined the crew along with Captain Dennis from Minnesota. And you know, he's awaiting the arrival of his new plane, hopefully next weekend. All right, so Keith has joined us now. So
I am here in the flesh.
If the show really goes down the tubes from here, it's totally his fault, because we've had a great show so far. Wouldn't you agree, Ed?
I plead the fifth.
Okay, it was good. It was really good. And, you know, once again, if it goes down in flames, it'll be all Keith's
fault. Greg's fault.
I've got broad shoulders. I can handle it.
Okay, if you say so. All right, so I know you just mentioned the autopilot landing story. We kind of touched on that at the beginning there, Keith, but you mentioned that during the commercial break. Do you have a idea? Do you think this is a good thing, or do you think this is the beginning of the end of the world, like Skynet's taking over planes first, and it'll start landing planes, and then I won't even have to get my pilot's license? And I'll
well,
just
yeah,
let,
it's the first step in replacing us.
And so
we have a pilot shortage, so we could just build more.
There you go.
I like that.
Hey, that's, you know, that's
I don't like that, but
you don't like you know. That well, that'd be one way to address the pilot shortage.
I'd have to find another job.
No, you wouldn't. It's just the co-pilot. It's not the main pilot.
Yeah, but the co-pilot is where you get the experience to become the captain. So if you eliminate co-pilot jobs, it's going to be that much harder to get the experience.
So the robot arm is going to take over the pilot seat eventually, the captain's
I think
chair?
Eventually it's inevitable.
Yeah, and then we're just going to have two arms up there?
Probably.
I think they're going to have to do a throwback to the old airplane balloon guy, just to make it more personable for humans. Wouldn't you agree?
Personable on what level there, Greg?
Well, just so you have somebody to look. I mean, you're not going to look at an arm in his eyes. They're going to have to put eyes and stuff on him. Might as well just make it a big inflatable thing like the airplane guy. Make people smile. Because, you know, they have to interface.
Do you want to be the one to inflate them?
Yeah, I was going to say, I remember him smiling after he was reinflated.
Well, they were a team, and they were very close. And you'll have to go watch the movie to refresh your memory how disturbing of an image that is.
It sounds like you already have.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
You are now clear for takeoff with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
About this time, someone is telling you to get on the plane. Get on the plane, get on the plane. I say, you, I'm getting in the plane. In the plane. Let Evel Knievel get on the plane. I'll be in here with you folks in uniform.
I be flying high, yeah, I be flying high, shawty. I be flying high, yeah, I be flying high, shawty. I be flying high. Take long to get this fly. If you ain't up on my level, disappear, please don't reply. Bye.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, co-pilot, that's me, along with Captain Ed and Keith, and also Dennis, rounding out the crew today on this Memorial Day weekend. All right, so, you know, we have a lot of stuff going on. We've got some viewer mail to get to here, but Dennis, of all people, who is with us remotely in Minnesota, actually got his own viewer mail last week, and we talked about this a little bit, but didn't really go into detail too much. Who is the guy that had a question for you, Dennis? What was his
name?
That
was Matthew.
Matthew, okay. So Matthew contacted us through justplainradio.com, and he asked, he's like, I don't want to talk to Greg, and especially don't want to talk to Ed or Keith, but how about this Dennis guy? Could I talk to him, please? And so I did put him in touch. And they, started talking. Next thing you know, you guys got together and you met with them and the whole thing. And what happened?
Yeah, we started trading emails back and forth and found out that he's actually located here in the Minneapolis metro area as well. Mm-hmm. In fact, he works very close to the hangar. So we just decided to meet up there on a Monday evening after work. And he wanted to know, you know, what is it going to take to get into flying and how do I get started with my medical and, you know, should I look at getting into a flying club? Do I rent? You know, just all of the questions that every new person that wants to get into this does.
Okay, well, hold on. He's not trying to hose in on my new plane with you, is he? So we're
not
clear.
Yet.
Okay. Well, he's in Minnesota, so that's okay. You guys can fly around in Minnesota, but when you come down to Florida, you got to pick me up.
Right.
Okay, good.
Yeah, you're first on the list, Greg.
Fair enough. All right, so but did you help him? Did you steer him in the right direction, or what?
Yeah, I think we had a good chance to talk about what the options were. I pointed out several of the flight schools that are right on the field, which would be very convenient for him to get to, like after work or on a lunch hour if you had the time.
Yeah,
and then we actually pulled one of the airplanes out of the hangar and went for a flight and
cool.
just kind of flew around the neighborhood.
Mentor you,
know, I think it's our responsibility as pilots to be at be advocates of our interest or our sport or whatever you want to call it.
Right.
Because we're the only ones that are standing up for what we want to do.
Yeah.
So true. Yeah. I mean, you saw the budget came out this week from Trump. You see that? And he's trying to
force FAA. Feed the whole privatization thing still.
But I don't think that's going to fly, literally.
Uh-huh.
There's too much bump up against it. But yeah, he put it in there. It's in the budget, I guess. So we'll see where that unfolds. So, we got to look out for our own. And when someone shows interest, we got to help them out a little bit, I guess, right? And
yep,
that's
absolutely.
What you did. Yeah, anybody seemed like a nice guy. You don't have like a stalker or anything now, right?
No, nope, he hasn't called. He hasn't
Greg,
showed up at my doorstep
like
afterward.
He's not like you. He's not a stalker.
But he's more than welcome to.
Okay. Well, you know, until you get your first stalker, you really haven't made it. You know, in radio, just so we're clear.
Is it?
Well, I didn't give him the gate code to get into the airport, so I did kind of, help myself out there.
Well, they have to warm up to you first. But no, I'm sure he's a great guy. And, you know, as long as he doesn't steal my airplane, I'm a fan. I like the way
I think you're going to have more to worry about with my son taking time away from your airplane.
Well, true. But he's still kind of small enough, right?
So I think he'd take you.
He won't take up enough of the weight and balance stuff that we've got to worry about it. All right. Well, look, we have some other viewer mail, too. So let's see what this guy had said to us through the JustPlainRadio.com website.
Greetings and salutations to Captains Keith, Ed, and Dennis, Parasitic Drag Greg, and First Officer Nima. Or is he still stuck at unpaid intern rank? I listen to Just Plain Radio every Sunday morning. Even my wife, who is not particularly inclined to aviation herself, loves listening to JPR with me in the car, and she gets a kick out of your friendly banter and antagonism. It's quite clear that, for better or worse, you have a fun relationship with each other. Now then, my question for the show is simple. I want to start flight training, but I am very concerned about the potential of privatization of ATC and imposition of user fees. It is already very expensive, and I don't want to spend $10,000 on just a piece of plastic if I can't afford to use it later. My question is, how likely do you think it is to occur, and if it does, how bad is the negative impact to GA likely to be? Furthermore, what actions can we as private individuals take to help prevent that? I am not opposed to writing Congress, aside from the fact that I think they value individual letters as toilet paper, if nothing else, and I am already a member of AOPA and EAA. I am already doing everything I can think of now on the ground to help defray the cost before I even begin to shell out the real money. I really think that this potential for increased expenditure is preventing even more people from pursuing aviation, and privatization would potentially be the instrument of its own demise. Enough negative news. We really like the show. Keep on doing what you do. Congratulations to Ed and Keith for running one of the best flight schools in the country, and maybe we'll bump into you at Oshkosh. Cheers.
Okay. Well, that was Rick, and he congratulated you, too, on your flight. That was nice, but he didn't congratulate me. What's up with that?
Well, he obviously...
Oh, wait. It's parasitic drag.
Yes, he did mention you.
Yes. Okay. And that fun give and take banter that he seems to appreciate. He doesn't understand. That's just real abuse. What is, Rick? You think we're making this stuff up? Come on.
No, I mean he has to understand that whether the radio's going or not, we're still giving you the same abuse.
Well, true. Okay,
I've got proof. We got the recordings when we had you in the back of the airplane. The abuse didn't stop there either.
Yeah. Well, that's
we have the video of you trying to put a tent up at Sun and Fun.
Okay, let's just move on to other stuff. But I can relate to his concerns. Just talking about the budget. They're constantly under threat of being cut and all that kind of stuff. And I don't know. What do you think? What advice would you give him?
He's on the right track right now, though, just by being a member of EAA and AOPA.
They are probably
the two biggest advocates or weapons that we have in this fight right now, sheer numbers.
Right. Dennis is trying to answer this question legitimately, and Keith is playing with my monkey. And that is
okay.
It was flinging its poo.
Now, the poo has not arrived yet. I had to order that separately. We have a monkey puppet in the studio.
Thank you for clarifying that.
Yeah. And have you gotten it out of your system now, Keith?
Did you see Ed jump when he turned around?
I did.
That was worth it.
It was.
Just right there.
I will admit, that was fun. That's why we need a video cam in this studio sometimes.
I need to borrow that.
Yeah. You need to borrow my monkey?
Yes.
Well, that would be perfect for Alan. Just pop it around the corner as he's walking down the hall.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he would plaster up against the ceiling.
Well, we...
I have a habit of doing some practical jokes to some of our instructors.
Well, we've talked about that before on the show, yeah. But just so you know, I don't have a problem with using that, but you're going to have to wait till after this project. I had a birthday last week, and I'm planning a puppet show. So, that's just what happens.
All right, fine.
First signs of dementia.
All right, let's get back to Rick.
Am I going to report that to the FAA, by the way?
Yeah, they already know. Don't worry about it.
You would advise against that, wouldn't
it's
you?
It's thoroughly documented.
Okay. Yes. Anyway.
So just listen to the show.
Yeah. He is taking the right
pre-existing
steps.
Pre-existing condition.
Yes, he is taking the right steps.
He is.
Absolutely. And, I do think that it does add value to right congressmen and senators. And, of course, AOPA, if they need a campaign like that, will literally send you an email with a pre-prepared letter and
Don't do it on really nice, soft paper.
Yeah. Make sure it's crinkly.
Make sure you want rough paper.
Why?
Yes.
Why?
Sandpaper would be ideal.
Sandpaper would be the best.
Why? What is the point of this?
Did you hear what Rick said?
The letters?
How they take the personal letters.
Good point. All right. Yeah.
Well, sorry, Rick.
No, that is...
A lot of things are lost on Greg.
Well, yeah. That's why Ed and Keith are here to kind of remind me of the things that go over my head. you know, fly right over.
We keep him grounded.
But now I got it. I understand. Yes, that would leave. He you know, the senator or congressman would need some ointment.
Well, it would leave a lasting impression.
Hopefully,
yeah, exactly. But
unless, of course, your congressperson is like Nancy Pelosi or something like that, then you know. I'm sorry. Was that my outside voice?
Yep.
Okay, then you would what?
Your inner monologue didn't survive the unthawing process.
I think his statement is that the paper would be smoother than her backside.
Okay. Well, there's an image. It'll stick with you for a while.
There's one vote we don't have now.
We never had that vote. That is one thing I can absolutely guarantee in life, that Nancy Pelosi will never vote for anything that I stand for.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't know. You never know.
Yes, I do.
Maybe she likes pizza and you like pizza.
Yeah, no.
You don't like pizza? Well,
it's not the same as she does.
I was trying to bring two worlds together.
Just, it's not going to work.
It's not going to work. Okay. Well, we'll just leave it lying. And this sounds like bad blood between them two. Yeah. All right. So, well, Rick, thank you for reaching out. And turn off the generator next time you talk to us. But, hey, we still appreciate it. More coming up on Just Plain Radio.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
For nearly 75 years, the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association has been a beacon for those who cherish the freedom to fly. AOPA protects your rights as a pilot by fighting airspace restrictions, fuel taxes, user fees, airport closings, and other issues that threaten your ability to take to the sky. AOPA is on the front lines every day to ensure that general aviation and the interests of its members are promoted and safeguarded. Learn more about how you can become a member at AOPA.org.
Who's your buddy? Is he your pal? Well, I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll explain how we use the buddy system in diving next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
For many, scuba diving is a social sport, but that's only one reason we use the buddy system. Ideally, dive buddies are evenly matched in skill level and can assist each other if necessary. They're not a crutch to lean on, but a backup system that, if used properly, can make your dive safer and more enjoyable. And if you're diving right, your buddy will likely end up being your pal, too. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge. Scuba Radio.
For takeoff with Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
A buzzard took a monkey for a ride in the air. The monkey thought that everything was on a square. The buzzard tried to throw the monkey off his back, but the monkey grabbed his neck and said, "Now listen, Jack, straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top."
This is Just Plain Radio. Greg, your co-pilot, Captain Ed, Captain Keith, Captain Dennis, rounding out the crew. So we're filled up in our Mooney. Can we get the four of us in that? We could.
Can't take off.
Yeah, we can do it on the ground, taxi around the ramp.
Or no fuel.
All right, well then, picture us in a Vision jet. That's what we are. Cirrus, or not a new, what is it?
Yeah, Cirrus Vision
jet. It is.
Jet.
Okay.
Vision jet. Correct.
Yeah.
Wow, we got something right.
All right, so we're in one of them.
It's not very common.
We could get five or four of us in that, right?
We could.
Yes, we could.
Yeah, just barely, though. Is that right?
Couldn't go very far on the fuel, but...
Well, they said 8 and 8, so no, we couldn't get very far.
No.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, I still would, I'd like to have that option. Even if we just get to sit on it for an hour, that would be fun. Just fire up, go through the, you know, the engine test and everything, and then kick you guys out and go fly it. Yeah, wouldn't that, that would work.
Yeah, that's
That'd
fine.
Be one way to do it. All right, you know, it wouldn't be a complete show, especially for Memorial Day, and just to get under Ed's skin, if we didn't do at least one drone story. And what is it, Jeff Bezos? He's the guy from Amazon, right? Dennis mm-hmm. knows.
Yep.
And so there's a story that came out this week that, you know, they're working on their delivery drone system. And they're making some progress so far. In fact, that they're not worried about air traffic control with planes anymore. They're worrying about obstacles like, you know, trees, power lines, birds.
Prisons.
Okay, prisons, I guess. Yeah, building. That would be a building, sure. But they're coming up with the software to avoid bird strikes. Did you hear about this?
Yeah. They're trying to come up with a lot of other software as well. Here in Florida, they're using drones to drop drugs and stuff into prisons.
Oh, well, okay.
You're kidding me.
Nope.
They are the first Amazon. Amazon's whole system is based off
criminals. They're not exactly care about FAA rules when you get to that point.
Nope.
Well, they're groundbreakers.
And the FAA has taken away the you don't have to register your drone anymore.
That's right. They did. Well, they didn't take it away. They got sued in court, and and it was thrown out. Now, I don't know. That might be appealed, though, still.
Well, so. That's recreational use of the drones, though.
Yeah, sure. Recreational, right. But this thing with Amazon, I found it intriguing. I mean, first of all, they're going to be doing the testing, I believe, in France or something. They don't want to do it here because we won't allow it or something, or they don't. They think they'll be able to expedite the software better over there initially. And avoid.
I think the French are just used to airplanes from other countries just flying.
Well, maybe that's it. But I don't know.
No, because they'll surrender to that.
Exactly.
Oh, geez.
You see where I went.
How many people are we going to offend this week? Really? So
isn't our goal, all of them.
Good point.
All three of them.
Yeah. So the
four now.
Oh, we've got four. Oh,
the thing is, though, is what about the this bird strike thing? How are you supposed to do that? I mean, what is it going to, like, recognize a bird and it's going to know to avoid it? Or it also said something like, you know, if it has a bird strike, they're going to set up some kind of protocol. But how do they know it's a bird?
I don't think they have to rule out as just a bird. They're just trying to get the software smarter to see and avoid the same thing that we've been wanting to have, for airplanes, too. We have a responsibility to avoid things. If we see a bird coming at us, you're going to, pull up or push down, right?
You don't want
to go fly into it.
But I wonder if that is something that could, this could benefit general aviation eventually. If they do come up with a software that can, tell a bird is potentially going to cross paths with you, and it's going to take, a maneuver to get it out of the way. I mean, this could be good for us, couldn't it?
It could. It could be incorporated into the software of the new autopilots and make them a little bit more aware. But it's also going to take additional sensors and stuff on the airplanes that we don't currently have.
Think about the sensors that are now on a new car and all it does for us.
Well, okay. Some of them are driving themselves or stopping, but you can't stop an airplane. I'm thinking.
They still haven't figured out how to get deer out of the way, though.
Well, I'm just wondering, could the bird?
Oh, we got you for that, Keith.
The bird thing could just be a laser.
One at a time.
Couldn't the bird thing just be a laser? Like, if it detects a bird, it just shoots a laser and fries the bird.
I wanted to do that with the airplanes for drones.
Well, you could do
about offending people. Didn't he just offend some people by saying that he's just going to shoot the birds? What has a bird done to you?
Well, in my case, it set up a nest inside my new airplane.
How about you could shoot it, or maybe you just fry it, instantly fry it, like Barbie, like a microwave. Oh, hey, we got dinner, honey. And then we avoided
Kentucky Fried
a bird
Chicken,
strike.
Here we come.
Two? No. Barbecue, Memorial Day?
I'm just saying there's some PETA people that are probably not going to be too happy with you.
Well, they haven't been...
for years.
Happy with me, ever. So I don't know, but I don't. This seems like almost unreal technology. How will they be able to possibly predict a bird strike? There's no way. I don't see how that seems.
No, you're not going to predict it. You're going to avoid it.
Well,
basically, you know, if there's a way to sense it, its motion, it's approaching, it's on a collision course.
Right.
You know, a drone being able to stop and hover could stop and hover out of the so the bird passes without impacting. It could shift left, shift right, just matter of a foot or two. Hmm. And because it's so small,
in an airplane.
Yeah, because it's so small, that'd be enough for the bird to miss it. So it's a much more practical application.
Yeah, I'm thinking the bird's coming in to swipe whatever it's delivering from Amazon. Well, so this guy ordered a bag of chips, and this bird comes out. I don't think so.
Now, there, even though I don't like to talk about drone stories, there was one where they were training hawks to catch drones. Hmm. I'm all for that.
Well, maybe this was payback by the drones. I don't know. We'll see where it goes. And on that disturbing note from Memorial Day, we'll end it. Till next time, remember, there's no better high
than learning to fly.
Just Plane Radio is brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site for Morbid.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
It's the only way to be sure.
Just Plane Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
But just plain wrong.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at JustPlaneRadio.com.
I'm going to leave my people up to the radio tower.
So tell a friend and take off every week with Just Plane Radio.
And I'm going to make a call.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Listen up, everybody. I have some news.
The opinions you just heard on Just Plain Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
We are screwed.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
A little too far. Cross the line.
There are many factors to consider before learning to fly.
What is your problem?
So make sure you do your own research and get the proper instruction before your exploration into aviation.
Thank you very much, sir.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at JustPlainRadio.com.